Thank you for tuning in for Tune Up with Deb, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Now back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Leah Drewcock. She is a licensed insolvency trustee. She works with MNP Limited here in Prince George. Just before the break, we've been talking about the situation and the personal debt crisis that we're facing in Canada. And we just started talking about consumer proposals, what they are, what the history of consumer proposals are. But the first question that springs to mind is, how is a consumer proposal different from, say, the advertising that we see on television for debt management companies or debt settlement companies and debt pooling? There's so many terms for these people, it can be confusing. But it seems like those options are pretty much offered by either debt settlement companies or credit counselors. So my question again, after all of that rambling, is how is a consumer proposal different from those options that we see advertised on TV?
Well, a consumer proposal is a formal, legally binding process that is administered by a licensed insolvency trustee. And creditors in a debt settlement situation, creditors are not obligated and they're not required to negotiate. It is completely up to the individual creditors. Some or all of your creditors may not agree to lowering the amount of the debt or even working with the debt settlement company at all. However, you may still be charged fees for working with a debt settlement company, even if your creditors refuse your offer. Debt settlement companies don't always provide the credit counseling and money management advice that comes along with a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy for that matter. And
I thought you were finished there.
Take a deep breath. There's so much to say.
There is so much to say because right away I've got all these red lights going all off in my head because I've seen so much negative information about debt settlement companies. Can you comment on that?
Well, I would just say that before you meet with anybody, do your research. There is a plethora of information out there on the internet, and I would search the Financial Consumer Agency of Canada, which is a federal agency, and they are issuing consumer alerts with respect to debt settlement companies. Look in your Better Business Bureau for complaints, and I would just say, ask around. Has anyone else used this company that you're considering using? Debt settlement companies, they may offer to handle all the communication with your creditors, and they may even ask you to sign a power of attorney. But before you do so, I would recommend that you get in writing that they will inform you of all the payments they're going to make to your creditors. Because sometimes the payment that you're making to them never actually ends up in the hands of a creditor.
That's actually called theft. if it doesn't end up, I'm not sure how they do that one. However, I have heard of situations where payments from clients to debt settlement companies were held in some type of trust account. And the idea was that the debt settlement company was waiting and creating a situation where the creditor was getting more and more anxious for payments. And then the idea was that at the last second, they were going to offer a settlement to the creditor and, of course, use the money that had been paid to the debt settlement company in order to actually fund that settlement. However, the client was not necessarily aware of the strategy.
That is a common scenario, and you're right. A lot of the time, consumers, individuals that are suffering from financial stress are just waiting for somebody to hold their hand and say, I'll take care of this for you. And they don't always read in full the agreements that they're signing, or it may not be clear to them what it is that they're signing up for. Now, these companies do have to have a contract, and they are required to disclose this information to the consumer, of course. However, as you said, sometimes it's not necessarily clear or understood, and it can be frustrating and can lead to delays in getting the financial rehabilitation that they've actually come to expect.
Yes. And of course, these individuals who are going through the financial crises, they are emotionally raw. They are burnt out. They've usually borrowed from all their relatives. They have cashed in their RSPs. They've done some sales on their assets that they may not have gotten, you know, the correct amount of money or the realistic amount of money for their assets. And they are desperate. They want someone just to fix this situation. They're exhausted.
They absolutely are.
Which makes them vulnerable. These people have a huge target on their back. And there are some not nice people in the world who are willing to take advantage of that.
There are some very legitimate solutions, some legitimate companies. And again, just do your research before you go giving anybody your money.
So how does a consumer proposal then differ from a bankruptcy filing?
Well, both are government legislated options, and they both provide financial release or and relief from the debt. They each have their advantages and disadvantages for sure. However, the consumer proposal is basically a negotiation process. The creditors get to vote on the terms that you are offering, so you're in the driver's seat. It's a process that rarely affects assets or involves the court, and it is often for an amount less than what is due, becomes settled upon. Whereas,
can you just walk us right through the process then?
Sure.
So people come in and they see you, they lay out their financial situation. There's most likely some emotional conversation going on here. Mm-hmm. Where do you go from that point when you recommend the consumer proposal is going to be the debt solution for their situation?
So just to clarify, when I do meet with an individual initially, I am required to do a full financial assessment, and consumer proposal is one of the options that I recommend. It's never pushed. Sometimes bankruptcy is the better option. But let's assume that the assessment process has been completed properly and the individual has agreed that the proposal is the route they want to take. We will review the value of their assets. We'll review the extent of their debt, their liabilities, who do they owe and how much. And a very important piece of the puzzle that we're looking at is, what can the individual afford? What are their income and their fixed and irregular expenses? What can they manage as a monthly payment? But the other thing we have to do is we have to compare this to the other solutions out there. The creditors need information to be able to make a decision. A creditor won't accept a settlement if they feel that a bankruptcy would get them a higher recovery and faster. So the proposal really has to offer more to creditors than a bankruptcy. So we really have to talk about bankruptcy as well, but that doesn't mean we're going to be filing a bankruptcy. Once we come up with a fair and reasonable payment that offers creditors a good settlement, we, as the licensed insolvency trustee, assist the individual in preparing the legal documents, and we notify the creditors, and we deal with the creditors on the individual's behalf.
So are creditors calling the clients after this process is initiated?
As soon as a consumer proposal is filed, a stay of proceedings. We have motorcycles or somebody.
We have a loud road today.
There is protection immediately upon filing a consumer proposal. All unsecured creditors are stopped or stayed from continuing legal action or commencing new legal action.
That's a huge stress relief for people.
Absolutely it is. And they get this protection for 45 days, regardless of whether the creditors accept the proposal. I like to call it a cooling off period, where for 45 days, the individual is breathing a little easier,
yes,
working on their budget, managing with one monthly payment, and the creditors are taking an opportunity to review the information we give them and vote whether they're going to accept the proposal that's put to them.
So this cooling off period, I think that's a really nice way to say it, that everyone just gets to kind of sit down and evaluate and see about moving this process forward.
And take a deep breath.
Deep breaths. Very good. So if the offer is successful and accepted, what's the next step?
The next step is essentially continuing with one monthly payment throughout the period of the proposal. And it's important to note that a proposal often lasts between 2 and 5 years, but the maximum is 5 years. And the individual is offered financial and credit counseling through the process. We talk about budgeting and money management, give them some spending and shopping, good spending and shopping habits, talk about goals and use of credit in the future. We're also ensuring that they're filing their taxes on time and essentially getting them that relief from the debt burden that has been weighing them down, sometimes for years.
Yes. So if the offer is not accepted, what other options are available or what steps are in front of you if it's not accepted?
So remember that it's a negotiation. So sometimes an initial offer isn't accepted. In my experience, the initial offer that we put forth to creditors on the individual's behalf is fair and reasonable, and we have a high success rate of getting proposals accepted. But when we don't get the initial offer accepted, we discuss it with the individual, we discuss it with the creditor, and we see if there's any wiggle room there for an increased payment. If that's not successful, The individual has a couple of choices. They can cancel the process, walk away, and go back to trying to deal with the creditors on their own, which usually isn't ideal. There's always the option of filing a bankruptcy, which is the last resort. And sometimes the creditors and the individual needed a little bit more time to put something together, and they can actually file a second consumer proposal, so long as they canceled that proposal before it went to court. So if the proposal is voted down and no agreement is reached, the individual can actually file another proposal in future.
Interesting. So there's things to work with here within the system.
Absolutely. And we're here to help them gain that protection and find the solution that works for them.
So what's your perspective on the rehabilitation process offered by the consumer proposal legislation and the bankruptcy legislation?
Well, bankruptcy should always be a last resort. To some people, it feels like losing control or giving up, which isn't the case.
Not my perspective.
No, but we do use bankruptcy as a last resort. And in a consumer proposal and a bankruptcy, we offer counseling. There are two required sessions. And part of this is offering an opportunity for the individual themselves to take control of their finances. They get to repay an amount of the debt, an amount that's affordable to them. It allows them to drive the process and take charge of the situation, take responsibility for their debt. And through the budgeting and money management counseling that is required, they learn about rebuilding their credit, how to deal with credit reporting agencies. One important thing that they learn is how a credit reporting agency treats a consumer proposal versus a bankruptcy, and how it's going to affect their future in the credit world.
So if someone would like to meet with you to discuss their situation, does it put them under any obligation? And is this meeting reported to the bureaus?
Absolutely not. And I think that's key. It's confidential and it's free to meet with a licensed trustee. So why not ask the questions and get the information before making a decision? If you come to see me, I give you some advice. My goal is always send you away with options and solutions. If I can't help you, I'll at least refer you to someone in your community that can.
Well, please give us your contact information right now, please.
Sure. You can reach me at 250-596-4901. Or you can email me, leah.drucock@mmp.ca, or you can visit me on Facebook, on the Facebook MNP Debt Prince George page.
Thanks for your time, Leah.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.